Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Ches, Mishnayis Hey and Vav, and we're continuing in the Machlokos between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. So says Mishnah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey. Now we're shifting to a discussion of Havdalah. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says the order of the brachos that you say for Havdalah are as follows. Ner, Umazon, Ubisamim, Vahavdalah. Barimore Eish, followed by benching, if you're still having bench for Shalosh Shudas, and then Besamim, and then the Bracha of Havdalah itself. So the Bar Tanur explains, Neru Mazon, Mishachal B'Shabbos B'Mincha. We're talking about someone who ate Shabbos at Mincha time, meaning Shalosh Shudas, V'Chashchalo, and then it became dark out. V'Adayin Lo Gamar Sudaso, and you didn't finish your meal yet. V'Ein Lo Yayin, Ella Shir and you only have one cup's worth of wine. So Beis Shammai says, Ner Mazon B'Samim Havdalah. Why? So Bar Tanur explains, because Havdalah has to come at the end according to everyone, because we have a principle that Afuke Yoma Ma'achrinan, that we try to show that we're not burdened by Shabbos. Adraba, we're in no rush for Shabbos to leave. So the Bracha of Havdalah, which represents the end of Shabbos, it's not like we're running as soon as Shabbos is over to turn on our phones, check our emails, do this, turn on the television, whatever it is that people are turning on, whatever devices. No, we're in no rush to end Shabbos. The Bracha of Havdalah represents the end of Shabbos. So we push that off till the very end of the series of brachos. The whole machlokas between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about the Ner and the Besamim. The Beis Shammai says Ner Mazon and then Besamim, and Beis Hillel, we're going to soon see, says Ner Besamim are the same, because they're brachos that we could that we could do them, because it doesn't appear like a burden, like Ner and Besamim, where we do before for Birchas HaMazon. So Beis Shammai Omrim Ner Mazon B'Samim V'Havdalah, Beis Hillel Ner B'Samim Mazon V'Havdalah. That should be the order. So again, why is it? So Beis Shammai, the only question is Birchas HaMazon and Besamim. According to Beis Shammai, the chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon took effect as soon as you finished your meal, so you don't have to say the brach of Besamim until you're about to smell them. So you might as well say Birchas HaMazon first, because the chiyuv comes first. Whereas Beis Hillel is going to say that no, you try not to be mafsik between the bracha on the ner and the bracha on the Besamim. So therefore, you're going to say the bracha on the besamim before Birchas HaMazon, so that it will follow the bracha on the, immediately after the bracha on the ner. So that is the whole machlokas Beis Shammai about the order of the brachas. Then a second machlokas in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yom Shebara Me'or Ha'esh. The proper bracha on the ner, the text of the bracha, is Shebara Me'or Ha'esh, that Hashem created the light of the fire. U'Beis Hillel Omrim Bore Me'ore Ha'esh, that Hashem creates the illumination of the fire. So what's that about? So Bar Tanur explains, Shebara Dimashmu L'Sha'avar. Bara means that it happened already in the past. V'lo Bore Dimashmu L'Haba. Bore implies something that's really about the future. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, V'hadlo Pligi B'Nusach HaBracha Bore Priya Eitz. Why don't they have the same machlokas about Bore Priya Eitz? He says, D'Hasa Mischadesh Tamid Hagidulim She'in Kin Hacha the Pamachas Nivra Ve'inu Mischadesh Tamid. He says, because new fruits are always growing on trees, so it's constantly something that's happening. So that's why Bore makes sense. You're not going to describe it in past tense according to anybody, but the creation, the invention of fire was something that only happened once in the past. So that's why Beis Shammai thinks it makes sense to say it in past tense. And the other machlokas is about the word ma'or or ma'ore. Ma'or ha'esh v'lo ma'or Beis Shammai holds that there is only one light in the fire, whereas Beis Hillel holds, no, there are many harbe gavanim, there are many colors in a fire. There's white, and there's bluish, and there's greenish, and there's the orange and yellow, and all sorts of colors in the fire, and therefore it it makes sense to say ma'orei in the plural. The Tos Yontov adds another point about the Bore versus Bara, that Tosos writes, the reason to say Bara is Lashon Kra Adif. I'm sorry, the reason to say Bore is because we always prefer to use the Lashon of a Pasuk. Tichsiv Bore Choshech, Bore Ruach, Bore Hashemayim. So those are all quoted in the Gemara. One more point to make on this Mishnah, the Melech HaShlomo writes that he asks a question. He says, how could it say, how could it be that you're mevarich and then mavdil? Sounds like it's mutter to eat before Havdalah, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. In fact, I have a whole piece in my most recent sefer on this topic of eating before Havdalah. So what do you mean? You're saying birchas hamazon before Havdalah? That implies that you've been eating. So he says that which we say that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, that's when you have wine for two kosos, for Havdalah and for birchas hamazon. So since you could have said birchas hamazon al kos with yayin that's left over, better to say Havdalah before you eat. And over here we're saying that you eat before Havdalah, is where you only have one kos. So if you're going to be mavdil on that kos, you're not going to have wine to be mevarek birchas hamazon on. Meaning, this isn't talking the way you understand. It's not talking about shalosh shoros. It's talking about malav malka, that you're going to have the whole malav malka before you say Havdalah, and that's okay. You're allowed to eat the whole meal before you say Havdalah, because otherwise you're not going to be able to do birchas hamazon al kos. So in order to be mesader all of the brachas al kos, we allow you to have this whole malav malka before reciting Havdalah. So that's Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav, ein mevarchin lo al aner v'lo al b'sam shel ovdei kochavim. One does not recite a bracha on a candle nor on b'samim of ovdei kochavim. What's the reason? So the Bar Tanura points out a ner is because the ner of an ovdei kochavim did not rest from malacha on Shabbos, because an ar shalosh Shabbos you don't make a bracha on, since an avera was done with it, since Chil Shabbos was done with it. So we assume that the ovdei kochavim certainly used his ner on Shabbos. When it comes to b'samim, we're talking about a b'samim that they use in a mesiba that the ovdei kochavim are having a seuda with, and the assumption is that it's that's problematic. And it says ner b'samim of avodas kochavim is giving a reason. It's saying the reason you don't use a b'samim of ovdei kochavim is because stam mesibas ovdei kochavim is for avodah zarah, and you don't want to make a bracha on b'samim that's for avodah zarah. So that's why we don't make a bracha on b'samim of ovdei kochavim, because it's pashtos, it was used for avodah zarah. So the Mishnah continues. V'lo al ner v'lo al b'samim shel mesim. Nor do you use a ner or b'samim of mesim that it was not really made for its light. It was only made for kavod. So you're not going to say barim ha'reish on it. V'lo al ner v'lo al b'samim shel fnei avodas kochavim. Nor on a ner or b'samim that's placed in front of avodah zarah. Ein mevarchin al ner ad she'oso la'oro. Another halacha that you're supposed to get hana'a from the light of the candle before you say a bracha. Doesn't mean that you have to literally get hana'a. The Bar Tanura points out, he points out it means that you have to be close enough that if you wanted to get hana'a, you would be able to get hana'a. But not that you're obligated to get hana'a. Now, how do I know if you're close enough to get hana'a? So that's why we have a practice that we hold up our fingertips to the candle to be able to see the difference between the fingernails and the fingertips, because that's enough light to know that it's enough light to get hana'a from. The Gemara says that really you're supposed to, the best way to test it is to hold up a coin and see if you could see the image on the coin by the light of the candle, and that would be the indicator whether you can whether it's enough light to get hana'a from. But the reason we don't do that is because most people, when they're making Havdalah, hopefully don't have coins in their pockets. It was just Shabbos, so what we always have on us is our fingers. So we use our fingers to be able to tell the light of the candle. So today we did two Mishnayos, as always. Mishnah Hey had two machlokos. We had the machlokos b'sham b'silal about the order of the brachos of Havdalah when you're also going to bench, right? Do you have mazon and then besamim like Beishamai, or besamim and then mazon like the Beis Hillel? And then we had a machlokas about the text of the bracha of Bori Ma'ore Ha'esh, which is Beis Hillel's opinion, but Beishamai said no, past tense, bara and singular Ma'or Ha'esh. And then Mishnah Vav, we said that you're not supposed to use a narrower besamim of Ovdei Kochavim or of Mesim or anything that was placed in front of Avodas Kochavim. And when it comes to the bracha Bori Ma'oreh, you have to have enough light that you can benefit from that light in order to be able to say a bracha on it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin and make and Bli Neder finish the perek.